world. It's the Ladies of Nerditude again. My name is Jill.
And I'm Francine.
This week we are finally decided what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about female heroes.
Yes, in honor of all the female heroes that we know.
Yeah, we need some of those right now.
It's true.
So, I don't really think we have anything else we need to like cover. No comments have come in and still reading the same stuff I've been reading.
Ditto.
Okay, cool. So, who do you want to start with?
I know we had some similar people on our lists, and then we had some different people. Mm-hmm. So I think it might be good to start maybe by like a couple of franchises where we had a few people from the same franchise.
Okay.
And then kind of go from there.
Okay.
So
start us off.
When I think of heroines, if you will, the very top of my list was the ladies from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Specifically Hermione and Professor McGonagall. And I know you had Luna on your list too. Mm-hmm. I think J.K. Rowling, obviously being a woman, like even though her main character is a male, he's definitely not the only strong, like well fleshed out, really well-rounded character. And she's got some awesome women in her like repertoire of the world. Like she built some really, really cool female characters.
Absolutely. I love Molly Weasley too. I think she bears mention.
Yeah. And so does Tonks, really. I mean, if you want to talk like really strong women who don't take any crap from anybody, she's a good example of that.
Absolutely.
Right? Because she like knows what she wants and she's very tough from the very first time you meet her. And then even once she, spoiler alert, gets with Remus and he's acting like a jerk, she calls him out on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she's like, hey, quit acting like a jerk right now. You know, like you can't just be in it for yourself anymore. Like grow up. Psh, 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 you know?
Yeah.
It's time to like work together. And unfortunately, that leads them to a not so great end. Tears and sniffles. But she was a really good partner.
She was. She was fantastic. And she was, I just liked that she was always herself and she was unapologetic, which is why I picked Luna, was because she didn't care what anybody thinks. And that's a different kind of bravery.
Totally.
So, yeah, I guess I should preface my list and say it's not just action hero. I have some on my list that are, in my opinion, heroes because they decided to not be normal.
Yeah.
Or you have, to follow like, the trend.
Yeah, the quiet hero and like the brave being different hero. And like there's all different kinds of heroes.
Exactly.
So.
But you had, you said Hermione?
Yeah, I mean, talk about being the brains of the operation.
Yeah, for real.
She is definitely like much more mature than they are as well. And I think that she really holds them together. Like even when they're fighting with each other or like she's fighting with one of them or both of them, like she's kind of the glue that holds that particular trio together. And they definitely needed her. Like they wouldn't have gotten anywhere without her.
I believe there are several articles about that somewhere online about how they would have died in the first
book. Like the first part of the first book.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
Exactly.
They needed her. And they didn't always appreciate it. And she kind of knew that. Like she knew that she was underappreciated.
It's because girls are smarter.
She like was very self-aware of like, oh, these boys, they're impossible. And I don't super duper agree with who she ended up with.
I will fight you.
Feelings. But she definitely made that choice. And like she took a very active hand in making that choice and like setting up her life. So that's cool.
Absolutely.
Leaving aside the cursed child and whatever shenanigans happened there.
I really am probably going to piss somebody off when I say this, but I don't consider that to be part of canon.
Yeah. It's like extended universe time travel. It's bonkers.
I almost didn't make it through that book. That was really rough. So I don't approve that message.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So putting that aside, she was still a really cool character.
It was all good.
And did you have any other Harry Potter characters? Any other Lady Harry Potter characters?
I debated about Ginny a little bit. I agree. But I would say Molly Weasley, big time.
Yeah.
Not just because she took out Bellatrix, but...
Even though that was awesome.
That was fucking rad is what that was. But because, I mean, she stepped up to be someone's mom when she didn't have to be, and she already had 7 kids.
You're giving me all the feels right now.
I know.
That's an awesome, awesome way to put, and, like, the strength of her character.
Yeah, and anybody who can contain Fred and George...
True.
...is, like, totally a hero.
Yes.
And I said Luna because, you know, being an oddball is not easy. Mm-hmm. And for her to just be like, oh, someone stole my shoes and just, like, doesn't even care.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. We also see her take care of her dad in the absence of her mother. She takes on that, like, very mature role. And I think it kind of shaped her and, like, shaped their relationship with each other, even though we don't see it because she's already kind of, like, separated from her dad when we meet her dad, except for that one little part at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. The dancing.
Yeah. I think that the way that he talks about her and the evidence that we see of her, like, touches on the house and, like, the way that that he kind of, like, explains what she does and what he's missing when she's not there really tells you a lot about the way that she stepped up for her family.
Absolutely.
And we see that echoed in the way that she steps up for her new family, the trio and her friends at school. And that's just, oh,
I know. And then you said McGonagall.
I did. What a kick-ass female character.
She's so cool.
She's awesome. She's one you do not want to mess with.
No.
One you don't want to cross. She's super powerful. She also takes a hand in, like, corralling the House of Gryffindor, which is not easy.
No.
She handles Dumbledore and his kind of, like, moments very well.
Albus.
She's just like, oh, stop it. Mm-hmm. So she's a great kind of check on him and his, like, kind of flightiness sometimes.
Yeah.
And then when it comes down to it in, like, book 7 and book 6, like, she's stepping up. Mm-hmm. She's like, we got shit to do. We have to defend the school. We have to rally everybody together. And if you're not with us, you can leave. There's the door.
I know.
Like,
I love
she
that.
Takes charge of the situation. And I love that about her.
Definitely getting all the feels right now. Always.
Anyway. I know. It's hard to talk about Harry Potter without having a lot of feelings. But I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of feelings throughout this whole episode.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, do we have any other ladies from the Harry Potter universe that we want to talk about?
Those were the only ones on my list for Harry Potter. But I think there's... That's, like, a good example of really strong cast of female characters.
You said Tonks earlier. Mm-hmm. When we were talking before.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry. Memory
no,
fail.
It's okay.
Blah, blah. Ignore me. Okay. And then...
Where would you like to move next?
I think the Whedonverse.
Ooh, I love it.
Which I'm throwing a really broad blanket there. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many cool, badass female characters from Mr. Whedon.
He loves himself like a central female badass.
And I love him for it.
Yeah.
That's why I watch all of his stuff. Snappy humor aside. I love it.
It's true.
There's so many.
How do I organize this?
My top one was Zoe from Firefly.
Yeah, you feel like she's top of your list of Whedon female heroes?
Because, I mean, they're all really cool and they're all really badass, but I just really like Zoe.
Yeah.
So.
Talk about a great partner. Another, like, really, really strong woman who has to corral her slightly crazy husband.
And her kind of crazy boss.
And like, she's got a lot of crazy people around her.
And I feel like even though Mal is the quote-unquote captain of the ship, I feel like she's kind of running the show.
Oh, yeah. She totally holds it together.
I love it.
They would fall apart without her.
Absolutely.
They would get nothing done without her.
Absolutely.
Well, and she's a badass female soldier, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she was a rebel fighter, and she was, like, a commander in her own right in that scenario before they ever get on the ship.
Yes.
She was, like, a badass right from, like, the jump.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yes. How about your top one from the Whedonverse?
My top Whedonverse is always Buffy.
Yeah,
all
right.
Just all like she was the original Whedon heroine.
That's true.
You know, and I, so I feel like in a lot of ways, all of his subsequent ones were kind of like have little bits and pieces of her in them. Like yeah. You see these reflections of her again and again and again.
Absolutely.
I liked her because, or I still love her, because she is a really badass, like, fighter, and she grows into that role. Mm-hmm. So we watch her journey. We don't, like, meet her and she's, like, a general of a Slayer army. That doesn't happen until way later.
Right.
At first, she's, like, reluctant and she's not accepting of her own power and she's got issues with it. And then we kind of, like, watch her accept it and then embrace it. And then share it. And I love that journey.
I also really like about her that she's not afraid to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I know this is kind of like a weird thing, but I liked that she was kind of girly.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a female hero does not mean that you need to be like acting like you're a dude.
Right.
Which when I was growing up, I was always under the impression that that was what it meant to be. Mm-hmm. A strong hero was you had to be a man or you had to have man-like qualities. Yeah. But Buffy, like, goes out and gets her hair cut and mm-hmm. her nails done, and she likes to shop. And
yeah, and she gets mad when there's blood on her clothes because yeah. she's like, I like that sweater.
And she, like, goes out in her, like, high-heeled boots and stuff. And I love it because mm-hmm. it kind of made me realize it's kind of okay to be a little bit feminine and you can still be a badass.
Yeah, she can still kick pretty much anybody's ass.
Yeah, her and Elle Woods.
Like, yes.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, they're like the softer mm-hmm. side, but yet they are still just totally yeah. kick-ass women.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I also like that Buffy isn't perfect.
No.
She makes a ton of mistakes, and she, like, has hard knocks growing up. You know, she loses her mom. She's thrust into parenthood. She has no money. She can't go to college. She's real in that sense.
Oh, yeah. She works at the fast food place.
Like, oh, man. Like, she is definitely far from perfect. She has bad relationships. She has worse relationships. And she learns from them. And we watch her grow. And that, to me, makes her, like, a strong female, like, person that you'd want to emulate. Like, she yeah. is a great example of, like, what it is to grow up as a woman.
Absolutely.
And that is my PSA for today on why Buffy is awesome.
I really love Winifred Burkle.
Oh, she's a great character.
Again, she's so kind of like quiet mm-hmm. and pretty girly and everything, but she is so smart mm-hmm. and the episode where, I can't remember the name of the episode, but I'm sure you do, on Angel, when the guy who can touch men and turn them into, like, crazy,
uh-huh.
angry people.
Yes.
And he touches
the
Wes.
Rage monster.
Yeah, and she's running through the hotel trying to hide from him. Mm-hmm. I have never been so scared in my life, but I knew she was going to make it because she was smarter than him, and yeah. she would know what to do to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the episode, but I know the episode you're talking
about. Billy!
Ah,
it's
you
called
remembered
Billy.
It before me.
Sorry.
It had a lot of, like, Shining overtones to it.
Yes.
But it was the way The Shining, like, could have been if mm-hmm. Shelley Duvall was, like, a badass woman, you know?
Yeah.
You saw yeah. her, like, run, but also fight back. And that was
well, and I liked awesome. That we know Wes is a really smart person mm-hmm. and she still outsmarted him.
Yeah.
So I liked mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. She's also very, like, damaged in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. which I think lends an air of vulnerability to her that makes her more of, like, a human. I like that she's not just, like, the smart, nerdy girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's also, like, this very damaged, like, hurt person who doesn't know, like, who to trust at the beginning. So she has to develop this relationship with these people that she doesn't know
yeah.
who show up and, like, release her from slavery and, like, hiding and take her back to a place where she doesn't know anybody.
She's not a cow anymore.
Yeah. So she has to, like, kind of grow into her new role in mm-hmm. her life because she thought she kind of, like, resigned herself to, like, yeah, this is my life now. Like, yeah, I'm really smart and maybe I can figure this out, but, like, I still have to live my day-to-day life.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came in and flipped her life upside down and she soldiered on, which yeah. is awesome.
She does not give up.
She doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Next. So many feelings.
Next one.
Did you have any other Whedon verse?
I have Willow.
Mm, yeah, totally.
Tara, Inara, and Cordy.
Mm. And Kaylee.
And Kaylee.
We can't forget about Kaylee.
Did I say Kaylee? I probably didn't. But,
no. So that was a mix of like Firefly.
And Buffy.
And Buffy.
And Angel.
And Angel. Yeah.
I will admit I haven't seen Dollhouse.
Mm. I have several times. I'm hard pressed to find a female heroine. There's the obvious female heroine in Echo. But
yeah,
the way that their personalities are manipulated throughout the show, it's kind of hard for me to call them like actual heroes because you don't know.
Right.
You kind of like struggle with, they're struggling with their identity. Mm-hmm. So therefore you as the audience are struggling with their identity.
Sure.
And that makes it kind of difficult. It also kind of had like some weird things going on outside of the world of the show that affected the show.
Sure.
So it affected the storytelling within the show.
And the only other one that I kind of thought about was Penny from Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, she's a good example.
But I don't know that I would call her a hero because mm-hmm. she's more, that was the only time I felt like Whedon kind of had a plot device.
Yeah.
Woman.
She's the thing that moves.
She's the thing that makes, yeah, Dr. Horrible and Captain Hammer fight with each other. Mm-hmm. So.
She's the Mary Sue.
She's a cool one, though.
She is cool.
I do.
Yeah. Where's her spinoff, Whedon? Come on.
There's supposed to be a Dr. Horrible, too, at some point, but.
Maybe they'll flesh out her story. Yeah, and she'll
it would have to be a prequel.
Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah. But
it's doable.
I loved Penny, but I don't think she qualifies as a hero, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
But I think that was everybody from Whedon.
Yeah. So many. Oh, my gosh. We could talk all day about Whedon.
I was going to say, if we got super in-depth about that, that would be all we talk about today.
Like superheroines. Whedon's superheroines could be its own episode.
Maybe it will be.
So if you want to see that, if you want to listen to that as an episode, let us know. Yeah. And we will be happy to talk about them for an hour.
Days.
I know I would.
Days.
Days.
Yeah. Next fandom that I had a lot from was, of course, Supernatural.
Yeah. I mean, over 10 plus years, you get a lot of characters.
Well, there's a lot of people who have a valid point that a lot of the women on the show get killed off.
Yeah. They do. A lot of characters get killed off, too.
A lot of characters get killed off, but they are right that there's not, like, a recurring female who makes it for very long, except for Jody.
Yeah, I think we're starting to see, too, Jody and Donna.
Yeah, they're supposed to both have episodes
this
season?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, Jody's already been back this season, but I think Donna and Jody...
Yay.
Are both going to be back. I just don't know when.
I'm really loving them.
Oh my God. Donna is my favorite thing ever with her Minnesota accent.
She's so funny. And how different from Brianna she is just blows my mind.
Oh, I love it.
It's fabulous.
So obviously, Jody and Donna, who are both police officers, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I like that because Donna had like body issues. Mm-hmm. And her husband left her because she got fat. And he said that you love milkshakes more than you love me. And Dean was like, shut the fuck up.
Right? He's like,
you do not have a problem.
The way that you are. You're wonderful.
And I was like, oh, the body image message. I love it. But I also like that she didn't go out and lose the weight. She just stayed the way that she was. And she was happy with it. And she still got the new guy.
Yeah.
The new cop guy.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name.
I want to say it's like Dennis or something, but he has like the same name as her ex-husband. And so she's scared of him at first. And I don't know. I kind of liked it because she was a real person.
Yeah. They definitely both feel like real people.
Yeah. And as soon as they know that there are actual monsters, they don't go, oh my God, I'm never going out of my house again. They're like, oh, so what do I do to help you to, you know, they become hunters essentially. So.
They take their cop mentality and like turn it to just a different type of,
I love it,
of badness to fight, like a different way to be a source of good, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. But also from that fandom, I have Charlie.
Too soon.
Which
I'm still not over it.
Sadly, is one of the ladies who gets killed off in a very terrible way.
Terrible for the plot and also terrible because what happened to her was terrible.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that one was partially because Felicia Day had to temporarily retire. But I liked Charlie because she was a nerd,
mm-hmm.
and she was lesbian, and she was another person who was like unapologetically weird. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, she's like the new Willow. Like bigger, yeah. badder, better.
Yeah, and she becomes a hunter, and,
mm-hmm. and really... she's a hacker.
Oh yeah.
And she
she's queen of
Queen of Oz.
Of LARPing as well. The best. I was sad to see her go. But I mean, Dead's not always dead on that show, so
that's true.
And then I also had Mary Winchester, their mom.
Yes, who we're just learning about.
Yeah, but now. I like that when you find out, because you always, like, in the beginning of the show, she was just like, oh, our mom who died in the fire. And then you find out she used to be, like, this really badass hunter, mm-hmm. and she gave it up because she wanted to be normal. And now she's back, and I don't know if you saw the preview, but her with the machete.
I know.
Like, I was just like, oh.
She's in a dark place right now.
Yeah.
She's on a journey.
Certainly.
It's rough to come back from the dead like mm-hmm. 30 years later. That's rough.
And I like that she struggles with that. Mm-hmm. She wasn't just like insta-fix. She's just like trying to figure. I mean, she's playing Words with Friends as a way to figure out how your cell phone works. Love it. And I also had Joe and Ellen.
Oh.
Who have been gone quite a while.
Sniffles.
But they were both badass.
They were. I was a bigger fan of Ellen than I was of Joe, personally.
Yeah, I think it kind of felt to me like Joe was there to be eye candy for Dean a little bit.
It was a will they, won't they.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't. but Ellen was like the mama who was like, shut up, like smack you upside the head.
She ran
your
a
shit
bar.
Together, you know?
That's not yeah. easy. Yeah.
And she was they were a pair of female hunters in a very male dominated, like, industry, if
oh, yeah.
you will. They were like the, you know, like the kick-ass females who were like keeping everybody else in line,
mm-hmm.
and calling people out on their shit. They were like, you couldn't call? Is your finger broken?
Oh, I loved her.
You know?
Yeah. And then the last one I kind of debated, and I didn't end up putting her on here, but I feel like she is worth mentioning, was Rowena.
She's a pretty bad, badass female character.
And it's like we were talking about earlier, some people you don't fully land on being a hero and you don't fully land on being a villain. And I feel like Rowena is kind of like, when she shows up, yeah, she's pretty evil.
Yeah, she's chaotic, like, alignment, you know?
Yeah, but now she's more kind, it's like Crowley. Like, he's kind of on your team, but he's not really on your mm-hmm. team. They're more out for themselves. But I admire that she has the mega coven. And I don't know, just like the amount of determination and skill and study that yeah. went into getting the powers that she has, because she wasn't born mm-hmm. that way.
She earned it through,
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
she doesn't always use it correctly, but
she's on a journey. She's
again,
learning.
Yes, so I admire that. But I think that was most of the, do you have any other ones from that? Because I think, like, that was actually most of the girls.
Yeah,
from.
I think that was most of the women. I think you covered.
For the Irish girl, Eileen.
Yeah.
But she's only been in one episode, so we're not going to talk
about And Claire.
Ugh.
Who, I mean, she's another woman. I think we're going to see her again. I hope she turns into a female hero.
Teenagers irritate me.
I know. I hope she turns into a female hero. Because we did see her do, like, try, like, attempt to do some good.
And well, now that I think she accepts that her dad is gone.
Not her dad, yeah.
But his body is walking around, mm-hmm. which would be unsettling.
That's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's trying to have a relationship with him, which has also got to be really weird.
makes me happy about the grumpy cat thing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I feel like that's that, Phantom. What do you want to do next?
So I had a couple more that don't, like, sort of fit into any, like, multiple women in the same.
Yeah, I feel like those were, the big fandom ones.
Yeah, like, those were my big fandom ones.
Excuse me.
I did put two from the sort of Star Trek universe. Mm-hmm. I like the new Uhura, but I didn't put her on my list because I think we still have, like, much to see from the alternative universe mm-hmm. version of her. So I left her off the list. She's got she's in the honorable mention category for me,
yeah.
right now, because I think that we're starting to focus on her in the reboots, and that's kind of cool.
Okay.
but I don't feel like I know enough about her like heroic tendencies. She's obviously like really, really smart. She's obviously super talented when it comes to languages, and she's very brave. And that's all great. Uh-huh. But like, is she actually a hero? I still feel like the heroes of the show are still considered to be like the male characters. So, I'm a little on the fence.
I'm not a super Star Trek person.
Okay.
But what is her job?
She is the communications officer on the Enterprise. So she's an exolinguist.
Oh.
So she studies alien languages.
Ooh, my hero.
yeah. And she has like an ear for language, so she can pick them up like really quickly. And she like, it's her job to, she's the one they call when they need like to communicate with people that don't speak the same language.
Okay.
As them. And that's really cool. And it puts her into some really tight spots, like in the movie where the second one where she had to go to the Klingon city with the men, and like she had to speak Klingon, and she just like stepped to these huge, scary Klingon warriors, and she was like, "You think you have honor? What you're doing right now is not honorable. Get your shit together."
Oh.
So like she was very brave, and like she knew how to kind of talk to them in their own language, like using their own culture to get them to like help and like be on their side and basically not get everybody killed.
That gives me the tinglies. I love
it. So she's a pretty awesome female character, and I'm excited to see more of like this stronger, like more sort of externalized hero version of her in the new reboots.
All right.
I think she took a back seat a lot in the original series because she was a woman and she's a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
But even that was being really breakthrough.
Yeah.
At the time that she was on the original series.
That was the first interracial kiss on television, too.
Yeah. And the actress, Nichelle Nichols, was a good friend of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. So she, like, the actress, like, the character and the actress have a lot. You know what? I'm putting her on the list.
Okay.
I just decided, because as we're talking about her.
I convinced myself.
She's on my list now. I also put Captain Janeway from Voyager on my list, also from Star Trek, and Major Kira from DS9. Two very, very strong female characters. Kira was a freedom fighter.
Okay. So kind of like Zoe.
Yeah, she was like a rebel. You could call her like a terrorist during the occupation of her planet.
Oh.
She like led a group of soldiers who were like blowing things up and like making trouble to like fight for freedom for her people. Because they were, it was kind of like a World War II German Jewish situation. Okay. They were like in work camps and were like enslaved, and the occupying people were stripping their planet of like everything and like murdering them en masse. And she lost her parents and grew up in an orphanage and became a freedom fighter.
Wow.
Yeah. So she has like a really kick-ass story. And then she becomes like the head of security and the second in command on the space station.
Okay.
As like a way to bring the Federation and the people that she like that end up getting freed. She's like the liaison between them. So they make her like the second officer so that they can show that they're working together.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she ends up helping, spoilers, she ends up helping the people that occupied her planet and like were evil to them. She ends up helping them get freedom later on in the show from another occupying force.
That's mighty big of her.
So she puts her like feelings aside, and she actually teaches them how to do the kind of guerrilla warfare that she was doing so that they can free themselves and thus free the whole quadrant from these really, really mega evil people. But she had to like put her own feelings aside.
Okay.
To help people that she actively hated.
Yeah. Well, she's a bigger person than I am.
Yeah.
Like, well, good luck with that.
She definitely has a very interesting journey. And I like that they fleshed her out as like a full character, because she's spunky and like, you know, snappy and she doesn't take shit from anybody. Like, I really like her.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. And then Captain Janeway, just because, hi, female captain.
Yeah. Even I know that one.
You know, so like she's just basically the best. So that was my little foray into the world of Star Trek.
Yay.
More to come on that because I'm in the midst of it.
Yeah, I was going to say you're in it.
I'm in it right now.
Cool. Looking at my list really quick. Oh, let's stay in space for a second.
Okay.
Princess Leia and Jyn Erso.
Obviously, yes.
From Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
badass.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, I like Princess Leia. Like, right from the second you meet her, she is sassy and she has an escape plan.
It's true.
She just needed someone to open the door, mm-hmm. I think.
And we have, like, more rebel freedom fighters. Like,
yeah.
You know, that theme.
Absolutely.
Is still there.
Yeah. And I'm even going to throw in Padme, mm-hmm. her mom.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like she got to shine as much as she should have, but it just makes me think of, I think it's Attack of the Clones when they're in the arena with the alien tiger lizard thing. She's the one who escapes and mm-hmm. she saves Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, how are we going to get over? How are we going to get out of this? And they look over and she's already out of her handcuffs. And they're like, she's like, what guys, the hell?
You were talking.
She's like, I'm not even a Jedi. I'm not even a Jedi and I'm just going to peace out. But she was more diplomatic. But I like Leia mm-hmm. because she's sassier.
Yeah. I think they show different mm-hmm. parts. You get like the warrior, you get like the rebel, sassy, like I'm not going to take anything. And then you get like the diplomat, like yeah. governmental type of strength.
Exactly. And she does not take any shit from Han either.
That's so true. That had to be like tough. She definitely, yeah, that's got to be a rough situation to be in. But you go into it with open eyes. She knew who she married, you know, better or for worse, right? Oh, maybe a little bit more worse at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure that they argued legendarily, but
their neighbors hated them.
Undoubtedly. But I loved that in The Force Awakens, she was not Princess Leia. She mm-hmm. was General Organa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Drop the princess. It's time to.
Yeah. She's like, no, just. And I liked that it was like a formality for her. Even in the original movies, she was more about like commanding the troops and mm-hmm. doing the stuff. And like, she just happened to be from a planet that got blown up.
Yeah.
So I had her, and then I had Jyn Erso, who was the hero of Rogue One.
Definitely a hero, like straight up.
I do wish that she had more lines, but because I did read this article about how even though she was the main character, somebody went through and they counted how many lines. Mm. And I think Cassian spoke more than she did, which seemed kind of odd.
She's more action oriented.
But regardless of that, she was still badass.
Yes. She's just not loquacious. It's okay.
Yeah. She just wasn't really chatty.
Some people. I mean, look where she grew up, right? Would you be really super chatty?
I guess no. But
being quiet saved her life. I'm just saying.
True. Yeah. But those were my ladies of Star Wars.
Definitely. So. In a emerging franchise, like a re-emerging franchise, we're seeing more and more strong women.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
I almost put Rey on there, but I feel like she's still developing.
Yeah,
and at this point she was just kind of like along for the ride. Mm-hmm. And I think she will develop into a hero, but right now she's kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
there's this guy who gave me a ship and this light up sword. I don't know. So
she's like, I need to get my stuff together. I don't know what's happening. I think that we'll see her emerge as a hero in episode 8.
Yes.
I do. I think she's at that turning point, like when we left off in episode 7. Mm-hmm. She's like just about to find out how badass she can be.
Yeah.
And then we'll see her.
Like, exactly.
Embrace it and be a badass.
Yeah. So who's up next?
One more space person, and then I promise I'm done with space.
Okay.
Leela from Futurama. I have her on my
list.
Yes. Lady Pilot. Awesome. She thinks she's an alien, then she finds out she's a mutant, but either way, she's very different, and she struggles with her difference, mm-hmm. like her physical difference, a lot throughout the series. You know, she's like, I have one eye, I'm a freak, I'm weird, like, no one else is like me, I'm lonely, but yet she embraces it throughout, like, she comes to accept herself and actually have, like, pride in her mutant-dom, which I think is really, really cool. She also doesn't take shit from anybody.
Especially Fry.
And to a large extent, Bender, too. Like in that episode where he's like, I don't have any emotion. And so she lends him her emotions through the chip. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't handle it. There's too many emotions. And she's like, welcome to being a woman.
True story.
So she does a lot of like embracing the things that other people consider a weakness in her. She's like, yeah, I'm emotional. Would you like me to kick your ass for talking about it?
I love her.
So I really, really like that she is a strong woman who is like embracing the parts of her womanness as strength.
Yeah.
She like takes them and she uses them to her advantage. And when she gets like into a situation where they're like, oh, you're just a woman, what do you know? She's the first one to speak up and be like, listen, just because you have a penis doesn't mean you're in charge. In fact, I'm smarter than you. I'm more talented than you. I am a better pilot than you. Sit down.
She's got like a PowerPoint presentation.
So I love that about her. And she also makes some mistakes, like Zap and her whole relationship with Zap. Him. But she kind of like has self-loathing for that part of herself. Like anytime she
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. Every time she's weak in that way, she's like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Mm-hmm. I need to get my life together. And then she'll turn around and call him out on his crap again.
Totally.
So, and she fights for a cause, which I love.
And I can't remember the girl from Mars.
Amy.
Amy. I liked her too, but I don't know if I'd call her a hero. But
yeah. She's
Pretty plucky.
She's plucky, yeah. And she's very smart when it serves the plot. Mm-hmm. She's really smart. And then when it serves the plot, she's like a little bit of a dumb, like, airhead. So it's a weird, like, back and forth with her, mm-hmm. which is why I didn't put her on my list. Because I was like, you know, I can't. Out of the two of them, who would I want to be?
Leela.
Leela all the way, 1,000%. Yeah.
Totally.
The time I liked Amy the most was when she rejected, when she was trying to get her PhD. And they were like, doctorate denied. And she was like, you know what? Screw you all. I'm going to save the world because I'm smart. Doctorate or no. And I related to that in a very personal way.
Yes.
But she kind of goes back and forth for me.
Right on.
Who else is on your list?
I have Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Are we talking the books, the cartoons, the new movies?
I'm all talking of the above? Largely about the book as well as the Tim Burton movies.
Okay.
I will admit I didn't watch the Disney cartoon.
Mm.
That one just didn't really catch my fancy. But in the book, as well as in the Tim Burton movie, I feel like she definitely had a more heroic role.
Mm-hmm.
So I know in the book it ends up being a dream that mm-hmm. she had. But in the Tim Burton film, the first one, I don't much care for the second one. But
and I like the second one better than the first one, so we have opposite opinions.
Anyway. But I mean, like, she initially, I mean, first of all, how brave do you have to be to, like, stick your face down the root of the tree to chase a rabbit?
Yeah. I don't think I would have done that, but.
Yeah. And then, like, instead of freaking out when she gets to the bottom and being like, oh my God, what happened? She's just like, how do I get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's very smart. She's very calm. She's very accepting of all of the odd little occupants of Wonderland.
She rolls with it.
And she slays the Jabberwocky.
Mm-hmm. In armor.
In armor.
Like, whoa. With
no ponytail. Just saying. She also sues the Bandersnatch.
Mm-hmm.
And she tricks the queen into letting her and the Hatter out of the castle.
Yeah.
So.
She's got the brains.
She's very smart. Ooh. And then Francine threw her microphone on the floor.
Mic drop. She's very smart.
Mic drop. That's it. That's all you need to know. Yeah, so I really like her a lot.
Yeah.
So, and she's just unquestionably brave.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah. So. And she breaks those gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, who cares if I'm a girl? I still want to like own my own company one day and like travel the world and like be a sailor and an explorer. No, I don't want to get married to this like ass face jerk.
Yeah. Like to her, being a woman never enters the equation as mm-hmm. being a problem.
Yeah.
And I love that because she's like, yeah, I'm going to wear pants mm-hmm. while I do this.
Because it makes like, more sense to wear easier. Pants.
And she's always complaining about, was it her corset?
Mm-hmm.
And she never wants to wear gloves. And she's like, this is stupid. Why am I here? No, I don't want to marry this guy. Have you seen him?
Like he's an ass
he's
face.
He's an idiot. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Alice.
By the end of the second movie. She's got other people roped into her brand of madness, too, which is awesome.
Exactly. So she made it on my list. Who else do you have?
Let's see. Who else do I have? Okay. Jessica Jones is on my list.
Yes.
I realized I have like a little bit of a issue with her backstory because rape enters the equation so mm-hmm. heavily for her. And it like had such a large role in defining her character.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, I can make an exception for my dislike of that plot device mm-hmm. and say, like, it's important for her to make her a whole person, like, to make her a fully fleshed out character. I know you haven't watched it yet.
No.
But I feel like...
But I have heard that's a big part of her story. Yeah.
But, like, that damage is really, like, a part of her struggle and a part of, like, her story. So I'm, like, not that I'm okay with it because what happened to her was horrible. But she, it's like the impetus to change her situation and like it challenges her to like embrace her powers.
Okay.
And I like that about like the dynamic between her past self and like her present self and hopefully her future self. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really interesting and that's like where the narrative power comes from for me. So even though I don't love that that happened to her, that like that was the driving force behind like the whole first season of Jessica Jones was about her relationship with her rapist, basically. I think that she's a really, really kick-ass female character and talk about a person that doesn't take shit from anybody. She's just like, I don't care what you fucking think of me.
Good.
Back off. If you don't like me, go away.
Good.
She's very damaged. She's not a good person. She's a very like complicated person. But I think she's a really good hero because she is trying to do good through all of that. She's like learning that there is still good to be done. And that challenges her to be a hero, even if she doesn't embrace that label and doesn't really like that label. She's like, no, don't make me a hero. I don't want to be. She's still really super duper brave and like just really kick ass.
Cool.
Ah, feelings. I have two more people to round out my list. Who else is on your list?
Lucy from Timeless.
Yes. A new hero.
Hopefully who stays around.
I hope so.
Please save Timeless.
Okay. Don't cancel it.
I have Violet from A Series of Unfortunate Events. She gets them out of a lot of scrapes.
Definitely.
Because she's the oldest child and mm-hmm. she's the inventor. Some of the stuff that she comes up with, I'm pretty... I'm intrigued with how her imagination works. She makes it happen.
Yeah, she's different.
I have Mulan.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Coraline.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Deb from Dexter.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she has a couple of slip-ups, obviously, mm-hmm. and there's some times where she's not a really good decision maker.
And a potty mouth. My goodness.
But, I mean, she's badass.
She is.
So.
Cop. She's a female cop.
Yeah.
She, even when, spoilers if you haven't watched Dexter.
He's a serial killer.
And when she finds out he's a serial killer, like I thought that was going to be the end and she was not going to be able to handle it. But then she was like, okay, this is who you are. Like she had a struggle with it, but she was still like able to rise above that.
I think that's why I like her so much is because she... You want to talk about somebody who just attracts serial killers. Right?
They're everywhere. And it's not because she's a cop.
Yeah. Your brother, your fiance, your... What was the other one? Wasn't one of her neighbors one? I don't remember.
She just keeps getting into this situation.
And every time she's like, man, I really fucked up.
Like, that guy... some bad judgment.
Almost killed me. And then, I mean, she has, like, nightmares and she, you know, obviously has traumatic stress from that. And yet she continues to be a police mm-hmm. officer and she doesn't let it hinder her from her job and things like that. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think she's a really awesome character. And she's one of the ones where I like her better when she's not in a relationship than when she is in a relationship.
She's a bad picker.
She picks bad relationships to be in. But I like her better as like an independent person when she's not in a partnership, like a romantic partnership mm-hmm. with somebody else. I feel like she's stronger and like she's better. She has that little bit of Buffy to her where I'm like, I like you better when you're not in a relationship.
Yes. Understandable.
So I like that she goes through those periods of like, I'm happy. Oh man, I really shouldn't have been happy. The wool got pulled over my eyes. Never yeah. mind, you know? Mm-hmm. So she goes through that like up and down, and that's kind of cool to see because it's real.
It is. And I like, it's kind of a weird detail, but I think it's like, to me, this is a level of bravery that I just don't have in me. But when she buys the house on the beach where someone got murdered, mm-hmm. I don't want to live in a house where that happened. And she's like, got a beach view. Like she just doesn't like, even care.
I like it here.
Yeah. So
she's doing it for herself.
She's fearless in a lot of ways.
She is. Even when we very first meet her, she's an undercover prostitute.
Yes.
That's like the very first thing that we see of her is mm-hmm. like the way she was dressed was very brave because I couldn't do that.
No.
And like just the way that she is taking ownership over like, yeah, this is my job right now. This yeah. is how I'm doing good. So if anybody wants to judge me for that, y'all can sit down.
Well, and then she's the one who takes the initiative to get out of that department mm-hmm. and into homicide, which is where she wants to be.
Yeah.
And then she becomes a detective and girl.
She's a role model, even yeah. if she has a potty mouth and yeah. bad taste in men.
Yeah. Did you have any others? Because I only have one more.
I have two more. I want to put Veronica Mars on the heroes list.
Okay.
I know you haven't watched it, but you have to.
I know. I got to up my nerd cred.
She's another, unfortunately, like rape is a big part of her story. At least when we first meet her, but she's a lot more than that. And she actually like takes that story and like turns it around to help other people. By the time she's in college, like she is doing as much as she can to like fight against what happened to her and like uh-huh. fight for other people that has happened to. She okay. becomes an advocate for people in similar situations.
Good.
So I'm like, you know, her, yeah, it might have sucked. Like what happened to her was terrible, but, and it damaged her in a lot of ways, but she took power from that and like used it to be like, this is unfortunately something that happened to me, but it's not going to define me. And it is something that can make me an advocate for other people that are struggling with it too. So I like that about her.
Yeah.
She's another like really strong, super sassy, really smart. She's like Nancy Drew, but better.
Okay.
So I really, really like her. And when she has a strong moral compass. Mm-hmm. So when she, for good or for bad, if she feels like something is right, she will go hell, high water. Like she will fight for that thing until the bitter end, even if it means her dad's pissed at her, or like even if it means she goes to jail, or even if it means she like loses her boyfriend. Or whatever, when she's fighting for something, she's all in.
Okay.
And I really like that about
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Plus, she kicks some serious ass, and she has an awesome dog.
I like dogs. Is her dog a girl?
Her dog is not a girl, I don't think. His name is Backup. So her dad's, cool. yeah, her dad's a private investigator, and he's always like, take Backup with you. And the dog is like literally Backup.
Okay. Okay.
It's very cute. I think you would like it.
Okay.
You get a chance to watch it.
It's on my list.
Watch it. It's really worth it. And Kristen Ritter from Jessica Jones is in that as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she is definitely one to like, and she has a really awesome female friend who's like a hacker who was the little girl, Enola from Waterworld. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
It's been so long.
The little girl with yeah. the map on her back.
Yeah, yeah.
Grown up. Veronica Mars' best friend.
All right.
Connections. But she's an awesome character. Who was the last person on your
Angel from White Trash Zombie?
New to you. Completely new to me.
Yeah. So I'm halfway through the second book. Mm-hmm. I believe there's 5 so far.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah. She is cool. I like her because she is someone you would not expect to be a hero. Mm. So she's a drug addict. She works at like a gas station. She's like the, midnight attendant or whatever. She never graduated from high school. Mm. She's an alcoholic.
She sounds like Jessica Jones. She's pretty
awful. And, she gets into a car accident and she wakes up naked on the side of the road. They take her to the hospital, and, you know, she's messed up her probation mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And yeah, she's on probation for like a stolen car. She's just,
oh, goodness.
She's messed up. And she becomes a zombie. Mm-hmm. And she's got an abusive father, and she has, he's not abusive, but he's a really shitty boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And throughout the course of the first book, she overcomes all of these obstacles, and she's like, nope. She gets a better job. When you're a zombie, if you eat enough brains, it makes you super strong. So she mm-hmm. fights back against her dad and helps him kick his alcohol habit. Mm. And she, in the climactic scene where she confronts a zombie hunter, she not only saves herself, but she saves somebody else who is a dude.
Fully so fledged hero.
She's got it all. Mm-hmm. And she's also got problems that she's working on. And in the second book, she's still got the same problems. And sure. And now she's trying to get her GED.
Oh,
it's,
she's bettering herself. Yeah, in the
I love it. Yeah, it's so good. And yeah, she ditches the stupid boyfriend mm-hmm. and she finds somebody new. But like, it's so not even part of the plot that it's cool, because she's like, oh yeah, and there's this guy that I kind of like, but yeah. other than that, like, I'm more concerned,
but back to my life,
there's yeah. like a serial killer on the loose. It's so good, and it's refreshing to see not only that she's white trash and you can better yourself, which is a heroic thing in and of itself, mm-hmm. but she's also got like the action hero zombie thing going sure. on.
She's got the superpowers now too.
Yeah, she kind of like loosely reminds me of Sookie Stackhouse from True Blood, but
better.
She's way cooler. So I'm kind of hoping, I mean, I guess like iZombie's kind of in the same vein, but yeah. I would watch the hell out of that TV show or movie if they made it into one, but it's also just an amazing book. So if you guys ever want to read a good book, My Trash Zombie by Diana Roland.
I'm gonna definitely put it like them, I guess. I thought there were only two. Whoa, there's a lot more than I thought.
I think there's five.
Okay.
It's four or five.
Are they still writing them?
I don't know.
Is it like an active series?
I don't know. Because the one I'm reading right now is Even White Trash Zombies Get the Blues.
Aww.
And I think the next one is How the White Trash Zombie Got Her Groove Back. So
the titles are really good.
Oh my God. It's the best thing. And the covers are hilarious. Because she's got like a pink mohawk. And it looks like she's like always like in like some trashy like wife beater shirt and underwear, smoking a cigarette. It's like the best thing ever.
She's I mean, she's a real person, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, this is me. Ooh,
throw my phone.
And that's what Jill had to say about that.
And I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I had one more on my list.
Lay it on me.
Elphaba from the Wicked series by Gregory Maguire.
You have to explain this to me because I've only seen Wizard of Oz one time and I've never read the books or anything like that.
Okay.
So she's the Wicked Witch.
She's the Wicked Witch, mainly based on Margaret Hamilton's movie version of the Wicked Witch. So the green skin, all black.
Interesting that you're saying she's a hero?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is the story of Oz told from her point of view.
Okay.
So it's like the in the vein of like Maleficent and like Snow White and the Huntsman and like all of those, you know, like flip it on its head. Let's tell the story from the villain's point of view.
Which I love.
Which is really cool. And Maguire does it in a really interesting way because he kind of like Dorothy only shows up in Oz towards the end of the book, of the first book. It's called Wicked, the Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay.
So we see everything that's led up to the Oz that Dorothy encounters.
Okay.
So it's actually like she's another rebel hero in the book. She is the later she finds out she's the illegitimate daughter of like a local politician and spiritual leader.
All right.
And so she is born with a deformity, quote unquote, because she's green, which is not normal.
Okay.
For her people. So she's like kind of made fun of and like sort of alienated that way. And then she kind of like strikes out on her own and decides she's going to go to college. And like she gets involved with.
There's college in Oz.
There's college. It's called Shiz University.
Okay.
and she makes friends and like kind of strikes out on her own. And she ends up with this band of misfits mm-hmm. who also don't fit in. And they like fight basically a rebellion, like a guerrilla war against the tyranny of the Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Because he is like a dictator.
Okay.
Who is like suppressing animal rights. And like because the animals are intelligent. In Oz, that's why, like, the lion can talk and, like, the trees can talk and everything.
Okay.
But he's actively suppressing their rights to the point where they are enslaved like animals and they lose their ability to talk.
That sounds like the Chronicles of Narnia.
A little bit, yeah. It has a lot of, like, Chronicles of Narnia-ness to it. So she becomes a freedom fighter and, like, she falls in love with a married man, but, like... Ooh. I know it's very scandalous. And then he, spoiler, dies. We think because in the play he's not dead, but he dies, and then that prompts her to like join a nunnery, and she ends up having his child, but like she doesn't accept that it's her child. She's like
wouldn't have expected.
So much happens to her, but she basically like fights to try to free Oz from the wizard. So when Dorothy shows up, she's like this alien that just thinks everybody is evil, that she doesn't understand. And she's like, she's a child. She doesn't know anything about the struggle that's been going on in this world. And like, she is going to try to teach Dorothy. She's like, maybe she can fight on our side. And then she's like, she bitch attacked me. Like, what the hell?
What's your problem? Yeah.
So it's a very different perspective on the story. And she never lets anybody tell her, like, define her. She spends her whole life struggling against the definitions that other people try to put on her. Her dad tries to tell her that, like, she's just not as good as her sister because she's not pious enough and she's not good enough and she's not, like, yeah. So okay. Then she's like, wait, you're not even my actual dad. Like, you don't even know me. You don't even bother to get to know me.
You're not my real dad.
Literally, he's not her real dad. And then she finds out like all this stuff about her mom, and she realizes that she can embrace her femininity and use that as like a tool in the rebellion.
Aww.
So it's quite a different story.
Interesting.
Gets the Broadway treatment in the musical. It all gets cleaned up and like prettified and like set to music
in the musical. Yeah, I remember when that musical came out. But I didn't realize it was a book. And then someone gave me the book and then I never read it because I hadn't read The Wizard of Oz and so on and so forth. Yeah. But
it's actually a series of books.
Right. Because there's also like the one about like her son.
Mm-hmm. There's the one about her son, which is the son that she.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember what that one was.
That's Son of a Witch.
And isn't there like Mirror and then Mirror there's or something?
That's a different series. That's about the stepmother in Snow White. He likes to do those.
Is it the same guy though?
Same guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's also The Lion of Oz, I think is the title of the book, which is about the Cowardly Lion and his like part in animal rights.
Yeah.
In the animal rights fight in Oz. And then there's one about them, like Dorothy leaving Oz. And that's the last book in the series, which I haven't read yet. I think it's called like Escape from Oz or like the something like that.
Interest. Do I have to read The Wizard of Oz?
No.
For it? Because I've only seen the movie one time.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you watch it as an adult and not as a kid, you get bored out of your mind, just so you know.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. but I grew up with it, so I'm biased.
I saw it when I was like 21, and I was like, what the hell am I watching? But I love old movies, so it was surprising.
I would say you don't have to read the original Wizard of Oz books, and you don't have to have watched the movie. I think you can embrace it as a story on its own. But I think the knowing the story from the other side, like, it adds value.
Like the gist?
Yeah. Like, okay. Knowing what you're supposed to think of the wizard and then finding out who he actually is through the course of, like...
Sure.
Wicked, it's a very different portrayal.
Interesting.
And the sort of, like, the way the government has worked in Oz over time.
Okay.
It's very interesting. There's a lot of things going on.
Much things.
That from Dorothy's perspective, she wouldn't know about or understand. It's interesting. But I love her. She's a plucky heroine.
Elphaba.
Elphaba.
Okay.
Named after E.L. Baum. Or, yeah. Yes. Elphaba. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I never would have picked that up.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, oh, this sounds witchy.
Or it's L. Frank Baum, so it's Elphaba. That's where the name came from.
Shouldn't it be Elfrubba?
I don't know. I guess it's the first letters. L, oh. Frank Baum. So it's L, F, B.
Oh.
Elfrubba.
So creative. I
trivia.
Love it.
Ooh. Anyway, that was my, she was the last one on my list because I just
okay
have a soft spot for her.
That's so nice. Yeah, so those are our lady heroes. There's so many more, so but many more. Trying to narrow them all down into an hour. Super fun. Many post-it notes. Yeah, but what are we going to talk about next week, Francine?
Next week, we're going to do the opposite of this. We're going to look at the other side of the coin and talk about our favorite female villains.
Yay!
So we're giving you both back to back. This is our heroes list, which is always growing. And now we're going to talk about our villains list next week.
Yay. I'm excited.
It should be really fun.
Oh, yeah. If you think of anybody that we didn't include, probably from like a fandom that we don't know about or something or that we need to check out, go ahead and tweet us, Ladies Nerditude, on Twitter. I will respond. And we have a Facebook page if you want to like us on there, Ladies of Nerditude. We have an email address. We're pretty easy to find.
If you don't do the social media thing, you can still email us.
Yeah. Smoke signals. Pigeons. Send you can us figure a letter. That out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just go ahead and reach out to us. Let us know who your favorite lady hero is. Or if you disagree with any of the ones that we have, let me know. Let's debate. Let's do this.
We're happy to argue.
Oh, yes. But until then, until next week.
Do you have any words of wisdom? Are you trying to think of one I could see?
I thought you were going to say something and I panicked. Words of wisdom. No. Not. Don't put a cold spoon into hot liquid unless you want it to blow up. Man. I'm just throwing that out. That happened to me one time.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I would
that
say
had absolutely nothing to do with anything except that I'm drinking soup out of a thermos right now, and that made me think of
it. I would also say that, you know, the inspiration of this episode for me was that you can be the lady hero in your own story.
God damn it. I'm like, don't put a cold spoon in your soup, and you're like, you are your own
advice
hero.
And, you know, like silly, fluffy, up in the clouds advice. Man. We've got all kinds.
I feel bad.
No.
Be your own hero.
And also don't put a spoon in hot liquid. Both legitimate life advice.
Look that up on YouTube, by the way, because I had no idea that that was a thing until I overheated some coffee one day, didn't know it, put my spoon in there, it blew up. I had to go to the doctor. Don't do that.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Also, as Francine said, be your own hero.
And we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.